and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Sometimes the things that come out of your mouth, Raven, I honestly don't believe that you truly understand what you're saying.
I don't have a filter. I mean, I just say exactly what I feel, and that's guided me well throughout life, Anna.
Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna and Raven. Raven said to me off the air yesterday, he had a really stressful weekend.
I did.
Uh-huh. and explain to me mm-hmm. how a grown man...
Yep.
Decides to return a couch that he spent months looking for.
Right.
Because it's making his dog depressed.
Here's what happened, right? Mm-hmm. So we did. We spent a good amount of time, 4 to 6 weeks, looking for this couch, a specific type of leather sectional that we were looking for in our new house, right, to fit our grand room and all that stuff. Finally found one. You know, one was more comfortable, one looked better, whatever. We finally settle on one. We get one, we get it delivered, and, you know, there was a little trouble with the delivery. So I already was talking with the store, but I noticed over the first couple weeks that the dog didn't really like to get on the couch. Like, he's not getting on it. And then Alicia started pointing out to me, she's like, Barkley's depressed. He hates this couch. Now, to be fair, my wife also kind of disliked the couch mm-hmm. once it arrived.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So after 4 to 5 weeks of hemming and hawing, I started to notice that, you know, the first couple weeks, the dog would get on the couch, then he would get off, and then he was mad, that type of thing. Then he just stopped getting on the couch. And after a while, he was just like, nope. And he looks at it, and he's expressive. He mm-hmm. huffs. He does all sorts of stuff, Anna.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So this weekend, I found myself shopping for furniture once again.
Right.
In and out of stores.
Yep.
And the salesman actually overheard us talking when my wife asked me, once we had settled upon one sectional or the next, we're sitting on it. And she's like, so what do you think? Do you like the couch? She's excited. She's like, you know, what do you think? You like it? And I'm like, you know, let's cut to the chase here, honey. It's really not important whether or not I like it. The question is whether or not you accept it and the dog likes it.
So you
returned
the
couch. And
the
salesman just stopped while he was walking by us.
Yeah.
Looked at me
uh-huh.
and then walked away. And then I realized that it might be not be a normal thing for people.
Well, I've never in my life heard of somebody returning a piece of furniture because their dog did not like it.
He doesn't like it. All right. I mean, it's where we spend a lot of time when it comes to evening and watching some shows and stuff.
Saying that your dog is depressed because they don't like the new couch has to be one of the top 7 most insane things I've heard, you know, this year.
You know what? If you were there and you looked into his eyes, you would know that I'm right.
I just want to be a fly on that wall, Raven, in that conversation with the sales manager. Hello, sir. My name is Raven, and I have to return this lovely couch.
I'm not sure why I would be screaming at him. I mean, I just met the man, and again, I'm returning the couch.
Unfortunately... For all of us,
yep.
My dog Barkley does not like this couch
that I
purchased from your fine establishment.
I mean, you know, I mean, you're paraphrasing a little bit. I mean, the content of the conversation is pretty close to that, but again,
is it okay? Do I have a 60-day return period if my pet does not like this couch?
It's been like 3 months, actually. The tone of your voice, though, is, I mean, I don't know. And why do you move your head back, like, when you do that thing from me? Like, why, when you do that impersonation of me, why does your neck get elongated and your head go back? I don't understand that at all.
Did they let you return the couch because your dog doesn't like it?
The new sectional gets delivered on Friday. And I bought another room full of furniture while I was there to make it nice and nice.
I feel like that's fake. Dogs do not get depressed about furniture.
It's 100% real.
No.
And it cost me an additional $500.
I'm going to bring a veterinarian in the show tomorrow here, same time, and we're going to find out if doggy depression over couches is real.
Oh, I'm going to win.
Okay.